This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose was not only a great hero of the freedom struggle, but also a visionary of independent India. Addressing the Parakram Divas program in Andaman and Nicobar Islands via video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said that Netaji envisioned a nation which is modern yet rooted in India's ancient consciousness. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was also sharing an article related to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose written by Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan on a national daily. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this is an insightful article on the greatness of Netaji, and also provides interesting details about his association with Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister launched various developmental projects and flagged off new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. He launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and disbursed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Mr. Modi also flagged off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains. Addressing a gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, the Prime Minister said, "The NDA government is investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation and healthcare." He said the entire nation is working cohesively towards the aim of Viksit Bharat and cities have a big role to play in it. Later in the day, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that Tamil Nadu is ready for a change of government. He said that the DMK regime had failed to deliver development and was marked by corruption, crime and dynastic politics. Addressing a public meeting at Madurandkam, PM Modi said that the DMK government could be described as CMC, that is corruption, mafia and crime, and claimed it had ignored the welfare of youth, farmers and women, besides failing to respect Tamil cultural values.
NDA family ke hamare senior leaders ek saath, ek hi sankalp ke saath yahan jute hain. Aur wo sankalp hai, hamein Tamil Nadu ko DMK sarkar se mukti dilani hai. Hamein Tamil Nadu ko ek viksit, surakshit aur corruption free state banana hai. DMK sarkar ke exit ka countdown shuru ho chuka hai.
Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today underscored the significance of advanced lithography technology for India's emerging semiconductor industry. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnaw said that during his visit to Netherlands, he aimed to understanding advanced technologies related to lithography. He said that India's upcoming semiconductor fabrication facility in Dholera, Gujarat, will be using equipment from Advanced Semiconductor Materials Lithography Company, which is world's leading provider of lithographic tools.
India has started a new semiconductor industry, and in the entire semiconductor industry, lithography is the most complex and the most precision work which is required to be done. ASML here in Netherlands is world's leading provider of lithographic tools. Our fab in Dholera will be using the ASML equipment and understand the technology, and this is going to be a major thing for India.
A United Nations report has said that the foreign direct investment, that is FDI inflows to India in 2025 surged by 73% to $47 billion. The report attributed the surge in the FDI to the policies aimed at integrating the country into global supply chains and large investments in service and manufacturing. The Global Investment Trends Monitor, released by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, stated that the FDI inflows to China declined for the third consecutive year, falling by 8% to an estimated $107.5 billion. The United States, the world's largest FDI recipient, recorded a 2% increase in inflows. And in cricket, New Zealand were 125 for 4 in 11.3 overs against India in the second match of the 5-match T20 International Series at Shahid Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bowl first. Led by Captain Suryakumar Yadav, India currently lead the series 1-0 after a strong 48-run win in the opening match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.